This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. British Prime Minister Tony Blair met with his country's Muslim leaders today. They agreed to create a task force to keep young Muslims away from extremist ideology. But as Blair works to prevent another terrorist attack on the United Kingdom, his support for U.S. policy in Iraq remains a big issue. From London, here's NPR's Ivan Watson.
Less than 2 weeks after terrorists bombed London's public transport system, Prime Minister Tony Blair is once again being asked uncomfortable questions about Iraq. At a press conference today, he disputed charges that the Iraq war has boosted recruitment for al-Qaeda among angry Muslims.
Yes, they will use any issue to recruit people. They'll recruit people over Iraq, they'll recruit it over Afghanistan, they'll recruit it over Palestine. But where does that argument lead you? If you're not careful, you get inside their twisted logic.
This week, the Royal Institute of International Affairs published a report arguing that Britain and America's invasion of Iraq only made Britain a bigger target for Islamist terrorists. In his response, Blair pointed out that the September 11th attacks occurred before the Iraq War, and the problem was not his foreign policy, but their ideology.
There's no way you can deal with this menace unless you deal with it head on. The actions and the ideas.
Police here say the four suspected bombers were all British citizens, three of whom were of Pakistani descent. Authorities in Pakistan revealed that all three traveled there in the months leading up to the attacks, where some of the suspects are believed to have briefly attended a madrasa or religious school. Today, Blair suggested the young men may have been radicalized by that experience.
We have been working with the Pakistani government, will continue to do so, and obviously we are very anxious to make sure that the measures are taken that do deal with the extremist teaching in these places.
Pakistani police say they have rounded up a number of suspects. Meanwhile, back in Britain, the media have reported that the oldest suspected bomber, 30-year-old Mohammed Sadiq Khan, was already on a watch list before July 7th because security services linked him previously to another Pakistani-British bomb plot. British authorities have not responded to that or to a report in today's New York Times. It suggests just a few weeks before the terror attacks, UK intelligence services downgraded the threat to Britain, saying no group had the intent or capability to attack the United Kingdom. Even so, Dr. Magnus Ransdorp, the director of the Center for Study of Terrorism at St. Andrews University, says British counterterrorism officers have long been aware of threats from within the Pakistani diaspora.
They had seen before in previous investigations that there were Pakistani tentacles, even tentacles of al-Qaeda, that were reaching into the Pakistani diaspora community. And they were expecting the future attack, and they expected it to be homegrown, but obviously with the potential of foreign dimensions.
Confronted with the possibility of more homegrown suicide bombers, Blair invited representatives of prominent Muslim organizations to 10 Downing Street today. There they were joined by the leaders of Britain's opposition parties. Participants said they discussed strategies to help prevent young, disaffected Muslims from once again succumbing to acts of violence. Ivan Watson, NPR News, London.